absolutely broken. So if you want to nick this
I'll fix it, and I'll make a video on YouTube, and
I'll do that. Of course, you can't get to the UK right now because everyone's got COVID around the world, so you're not coming.
Send it to him.
Fuck that.
Yeah, send it. I'll fix it, and I'll send it back.
Fuck that. I know the price is how much that would cost to send.
I'm all...
Hi all, and welcome to round two of trying to do this podcast. Yes, I didn't record properly, so we just did a 10-minute chat talking about nothing really. But anyway, guys, welcome back. Andrew's here with me. 99% are not here, and our new host on the show is Denny from Miami, Florida. Denny, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me again.
Oh my god, it's the first time I've ever mucked that up, so that's quite embarrassing. Anyway, guys, to give you a long short, we don't want to go too long. He's lived most of his life in Florida, but he's from more of the Latin side of America. He's been a football fan since a child. What year was you a Barcelona fan?
Since 82.
82. And
since Diego Maradona days, man.
Oh, I don't blame you for them days, mate. And quite.
So you remember United beating Barcelona then?
He was there short. He wasn't there for too long, so.
Do you ever remember Messi scoring against Chelsea? Well, I think he did it towards the end of Chelsea. You know, got 10 years he couldn't do it for. But don't worry about that, Messi. But so we're going to try and get into the MLS, and then we'll get into the American players what are playing in Europe, what you've alluded to before, you idiot Phil. But so you're going to have a rant about the MLS. So explain to me what you don't like about it right now.
The one thing I hate, and I think it's everybody's problem here and the in the States, it's the way the league is, it's the way they run it. So we have a salary cap, and it's really low, like really, really low. Obviously, we have the David Beckham rule, which because of David Beckham, when he came here, they had to make that rule. And that is like, you can pay up to like three players a higher salary, meaning like they can pay them whatever they want. But the rest of the players, they get paid really low. I mean, $35,000, $45,000, $55,000, $65,000. I mean, they can't make a living, you know, getting paid like that. So we have the Mexican League on the across the border, where the crappiest player gets paid more than any other American player here that's not considered like an elite player, that they actually went to Europe or South America to get them. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's it's holding us back. It's holding the entire league back, because if they were to get rid of that salary cap, that means that any team can just go and get any players they want, and at least five players per team, they can pay them whatever they want. And, you know, that way you can be more competitive against other teams. But we don't have depth in any team. You see it. You watch Orlando play all the time. You know, the first team probably have some good players, but the bench is just the bench. There's no...
It's a junk. Yeah.
You know, because that's all they can do. That's all they have. I mean, that's all the money they have that they can work with. And that's the league's fault.
Okay. With MLS, as I tried to do earlier, your team, Inter Miami, brand new to the league, first season, a COVID season, absolute nightmare of an idea. But how do you think they're going to do for their second season?
You know, I don't think we're going to do well this season. Honestly, they haven't made any moves yet. Everybody's still waiting on what players we're bringing. They let go of like a whole bunch of players already, and they haven't announced any signings. It's going to be like last season again. Like, they're going to start bringing players towards the end of like preseason, and it's going to be a little bit too late. It happened last year in the beginning. They brought in like a couple of players like right towards the end of preseason before the league started. And well, you saw what happened in the beginning of the league. We lost like 5-6 games in a row. You know, that's because like all those players, they weren't used to playing with one another.
Yeah,
they had to get used to it.
What do you think about Phil Neville being the manager there?
Good question.
Do you reckon he'll do a good job or do you reckon he'll fail?
What was that?
What do you think of Phil Neville being the new manager for Inter Miami?
You know, that's a tough question, man, because we have a lot of Miami, it's the main fan base is Hispanic. And we love to play holding the ball, you know, like one touch. Kind of like, just like any Brazilians or Argentinians play, you know, we want to hold the ball. So, and we know that Neville, you know, like he's going to want to play the English type of football, more direct, one touch, fast. So I don't know how the fans are going to be. Honestly, we don't know how that's going to.
Just a thought from me, maybe it would be a better idea for you being a new team playing that English type of counter-attacking football for now, but, you know, because the players are going to have to get to know each other. So defensively, I think you're going to have to work as a unit at first. Now, the MLS, it's a strange thing. I think the problem you've got with the MLS, though, truthfully, why it's not as big as some European leagues, is the sheer fact is some of the times for the games for the rest of Europe are impossible for us, like 2, 3 a.m. in the morning. I understand why that happens with Orlando, with the heat, and probably the same for Miami. It's got to be the heat, hasn't it? So you got to have your games later at night.
I wish, but, you know, like years ago, like 20 years ago, we had the Miami Fusion. We had an MLS team, and the games were at 1 o'clock in the afternoon here in Miami.
Wow.
I mean, it's like 105 degrees. I don't know how many that is in Celsius. I would say it's like 39.
Yeah, that's hot.
Even me as a fan, like sitting there on the stands at 1 p.m., you start sweating. And I could see the players all the time. I mean, I don't know how they did it. I have no clue how they managed to play every game at 1 p.m. We had some games at 7 p.m., but it's so humid here. You've been here many times during the summer, and you know how it's
humid.
So it doesn't matter the time of the day. At night, it gets really humid, and it's like your lungs, they can't breathe. You know, they collapse because it's so humid. So it's hopefully they, you know, like I wish we had a stadium with AC, but that's not going to happen right now.
Actually, you've got something interesting for me I'd like to know, being because of COVID. Your sports generally in Florida, are there crowds in them yet?
Yeah, in NFL.
NFL, so that's National Football League. Well, hand egg. I don't care what anybody says. But do you think they'd be back in the MLS?
Oh, you know what? Towards the end, we had fans in the stands.
How many I presume it wasn't like sellouts or anything, because obviously you wouldn't be allowed, but how many fans were you allowed in the stands?
I think we were allowed to have, I think they were allowed to have up to like 5,000 or 3,000, I think.
It's not bad. You know, it's even 3,000 fans makes a massive difference.
Yeah. It's better than to watch a game with empty stadiums. You know, I'm going to go to one of the, I couldn't get any tickets. The only people that could get tickets for those games were season holders.
Yeah,
and it was like first come, first serve. So I tried to buy a ticket. Yeah, I couldn't get a ticket.
So do you think you'd be trying to go this season? And do you think you'll have a nice kit instead of that horrible pink stuff you keep on wearing? You know, purple's better, mate.
Hey, but hold on. Which shirt is he wearing? Let me see.
Well, underneath, mate.
Andrew, let me see your shirt. Let me see that. So he can't say anything. Yeah, they were like a pink shirt too. So.
Oh yeah, they also have a terrible zebra shirt as well.
I like the pink kid, man. Come on, I love the pink one that he had last season.
No, pink
shouldn't
be.
It's not actually pink, it's actually salmon, isn't it? So it's not actually pink, it's salmon.
It's horrible.
So it's salmon, so it's not pink, it's completely different.
Okay, Denny, also now, let us get to your club, Barcelona. How many games have you been to Barcelona? Because I know you come to Europe quite a lot.
Oh, man, I've been to, in Barcelona, I think I've been to 4 or 5.
That's good, but coming away from America, mate.
But here in Miami, every time they come, I go to all the games.
That, yeah. I watch
Milan, Barcelona, Madrid, every single one of those teams.
Don't blame me.
I've got a question for you.
Go on.
Do you reckon Leo Messi will end up staying or do you reckon he'll go?
Do a what?
Do you reckon Leo Messi will stay or go?
Do you think he'll stay? No, he's going to go.
Yeah, where would he go?
He's going to go. He's going to go. He's probably going to PSG, I think.
Yeah, I think that too.
Do you think he'll go Man City?
No, I don't think so.
No, Man City.
I don't think so. I think that if he goes to City, it's going to be too much for him. The speed over there is going to kill him.
Yeah, he's not at that age anymore.
Not at this age.
Yeah, 5 years ago, he would have dominated the Premier League. Now,
yeah,
how old is Leon Messi?
Find
out. He's 33, I think.
How old is Leon Messi?
Would you not?
He's 33.
Yeah, 33 years old.
Yeah, but yeah. You're all mentioning about Leon Messi, but to me, that means the best player in the world, it's got to be Ronaldo.
Oh,
he's 36 years old, and he's still doing it now. He's been today on Madrid.
I totally agree, mate. For goal scoring, Ronaldo is the GOAT. Skills, Messi is the GOAT. That's how I look at it. You can't put them against each other. They're so different players.
But you know what? I know I heard you... I think I heard your last podcast, Phil, and you guys were making fun of... I know you said MLS people or American people said that Leo Messi might come to MLS, and you said he wouldn't come to MLS. Actually, last month, about 3 weeks ago, Leo Messi had an interview here in Telemundo, the channel, and he said that he wants to come here and play. He actually has... badass condo in Miami Beach.
Yes, listen. Go back.
He's going to come here. Remember this.
Yes. Go back. Andrew, I never said on the show that he wouldn't go to MLS. I said he won't go until he's finished playing in Europe.
No.
He's a very big difference.
He might leave in within a year. He's going to be playing here. You'll see.
I think he'll be at PSG for a couple of 2 to 3 years, personally.
No, he's not.
I think
if he comes to America, which club would he be at?
Into Miami. All day. You're going to Into Miami.
He has a condo. He just bought this fancy place in Miami, man. Like, it's in a building that his car is the freaking elevator. The garage is the elevator that takes him all the way to his floor in the penthouse. Oh, so he doesn't need to deal with nobody.
Oh, what a show off.
And guess who else lives there?
Who?
Pogba.
Pogba? Oh, boy, yeah, Andrew will say you can take Pogba. Andrew will say you can have Pogba. He doesn't rate Pogba at Man United.
No, let's put it like...
They're going to be neighbours.
With Pogba, one thing with Pogba is a lazy fucker. He is at the moment, he is. But at the moment, for the past month or so, he's been turning the game on. So if he's lazy, he's going to get criticised for it. If he's doing well... Don't get praised for it. It's not I don't like him. I do like him.
I think he's quality, and I think he's too good for Man United, who's the small club from Manchester.
I just think he needs to get his finger up from his ass.
You know what? I think he's lazy as hell, man.
He is a lazy player, but he's such a clever player, though.
He's technically gifted, but he's freaking lazy.
I'll tell you one thing, though. As we've said about Manchester, but segue over to your English club, Manchester City, who looks like, and I'm glad because Chelsea can't win it, unfortunately, even though Andrew predicted Chelsea would win it, and I said we wouldn't. I did predict at the beginning of the season. Wait, Andrew, wait.
You said Liverpool was going to win it again.
No, beginning of the season, I've got my list, and it's even on Twitter. I've gone back and seen it on there to check. I predicted first place would be Manchester City for this season. I did the whole league and I put Man City first.
No, last year you said that Liverpool.
Last year, mate. This season,
you said that Liverpool was going to roll the EPL for the next 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, but I had an epiphany in the summer and I realized Man City was going to win it, mate. I can't help being right.
Listen, like I said to you, Phil, if Chelsea come and play like they are,
what? Nothing wins.
It don't matter. They're still winning. They'll win the league. it would come to a time where City would have a bad game or a bad couple of games and have gone to downfall. And listen, the way there's nothing wrong with the way Chelsea's playing. They just need to stop leaking goals and score more. That's the only thing.
That's the problem.
That's the only thing. Yeah, but can you imagine if is City playing great at the moment?
They're yes. They just win 4-1 today? Yes, and missed a penalty.
Yeah, but they're still leaking goals. So
that's the first goal they've let in about 10 games.
But they're still letting goals in. It's weak on them. They've got a weakness there. That's for my liking.
Man City are my quality. Liking. I love Phil Foden. I think the kid is technically England's best midfielder. Not Grealish. Not Mason Mount. Not that dude from Leicester City. It's Phil Foden. The kid is a magic player. And it's because he's learned from the Silvers and Pep Guardiola, who trained Messi when he was young. Phil Foden will be one of the best players in Europe in the next 5 years. He's only, what, 21 years old?
He'll go to Barcelona. Don't worry about it.
He's quality, mate. I absolutely love watching him. Like, you know, I don't want Man City to win the league. I want Chelsea to win it. But if Chelsea can't win it, don't want Liverpool win it because their fans are a bunch of arseholes. Can't have Man United win it because people like Andrew, Donna and Paul talk absolute shit about their club. They're an average team doing very well this season. Would be truthful. They are kicking above their lane.
Hey, Andrew, what do you think made, what do you think caused this change with United this season? I mean, you guys went from like being like really bad to being decent.
I mean, you know what? I don't know. I can't answer that for me.
Do you think Cavani or any other player that came in that changed the team?
The Portuguese player? In that United team, there's only two people change that team. Fernandes, but I think he's world class.
Uh-huh.
He could walk into a Barcelona team, a Chelsea team, a City team.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good player.
I could walk into Barcelona right now. And at the moment, I think Falcao has made a difference.
Falcao?
Both of the strikers.
Falcao?
Not Falcao.
Cavani.
Cavani. I think he's made a big difference.
You know what it is? I don't know if I told Phil, but I told somebody, I think it was my uncle. When he went to United, I said, you know what? That's all United needed, a target player. Somebody that they know that if that ball goes to the box, that he there's like 70% chance that he can score and 30 that he can miss. I mean, you know, you pay then the other players they play with like they don't have to think so hard on, you know, like the way they play, they're gonna feel more relaxed when they play with him on the field.
I know what you mean with Cavani. When they're playing bad, you can play off of him. So you
exactly.
Feed the ball to him.
Kind of like
Cavani,
when Chelsea
he's an out-and-out striker. Anyway, Cavani's an out-and-out striker. Martial, Rashford, to me, they're not an out-and-out striker. And that's what I've been missing.
Like what I was going to say, it's kind of like when Chelsea had, what's his name, the caveman?
Costa.
Diego Costa, yeah.
Quality player. Do you know what? This is a funny thing for you in the MLS.
Well, you know what? Costa was he's a good player. When he was at Chelsea, he was like, the second he left, Chelsea went downhill.
I'll tell you the interesting with Costa right now, and Inter Miami should be looking into this. I don't know if he wants to, but
he
doesn't play for any club right now. He's a free agent.
I know, but hey, yeah, who knows? Maybe he'll be playing here next season. Who knows? But,
I hope he goes to Orlando.
Too much, yeah. Too much trouble, man. Like we don't want somebody in there.
Yeah, he'd be shooting New York.
And it's Miami, dude. Like this is like a party city. So if this guy loves to party, then we don't need him here.
Oh, he loves a party.
Yeah, so we don't. Yeah, we would have to go to South Beach and get him from one of those clubs like every single day before the game. So,
well, Andrew. Yeah. Talking about things, you said to me earlier in a Facebook chat, you had a rant about VAR. What's that about?
Oh.
Yeah, here we go.
Right. No, it's not here we go. It's a fact. Yeah. If you think about it, let's go to the Arsenal game with David Luiz, that is not a penalty. I don't care. Well,
it was a penalty, but it's not a red card.
All right. I won't even say it's a penalty. It's definitely not a red card. It's not a penalty. The second one, me United, with Martial, that was harsh. That was too harsh.
That was definitely never a red card.
The first one, that he should have got a 5-match ban for. That was disgusting. So if VAR can't make the referee's mind up, how can the referee make his own mind up on the VAR if it's wrong or right? He needs more of help.
I'll give you the problem with VAR, and it's nothing to do with the rules of the game. It's nothing to do with the officials as officials. The problem with VAR is it's still done by how people feel and see things. So Denny could see it as a penalty. You could see it as a penalty. I might not. Now, if I'm the ref, I'm interpreting different from you. That's what's happening. And that's the problem with VAR. Interpreting is everyone's different who's working on it in the UK. So one game we've got someone on VAR, another game we've got someone else on VAR. It's different refs. So the problem with it is they all interpret things very differently. So this is why we lose our temper. So Mike Dean, who's the biggest dick in football history as a referee, he wants to be the superstar. West Ham yesterday, the elbow, everyone in the world saw it as an accident. He went and looked at the screen and still gave the red card because he's mental in the head. But
that is completely a joke,
right? Yeah, but that's the point. Every other ref probably wouldn't have given it. It would have seen sense. So that's the problem with VAR. It's overused in the UK. And if we're going to look at replays of things, we should only look for 1 minute. If we can't figure it out in a minute, we play on like that. There's no decision. We get on with it. That's the way it should be done. VAR is overused in the UK. I mean, I can sit there for 3-4 minutes waiting for them to decide if a player's hairline's offside, and it's boring as fuck.
So what's the VAR like at? In
Spain,
the MLS,
it's just as bad.
Is it just as bad?
No, I don't think we have that many problems as you guys do with VAR. The problem here is like the referees, they suck really bad. But man, I've seen many. I told Phil many times that the VAR in EPL, it's bad, man. Like I text him like all the time, like after one game or after one play, and I'm just like, wow, like what the fuck?
Well, I've never forgotten last year that game with Orlando City when the referee didn't know the rules on penalties, sent the keeper off for coming off his line. All that stuff. What happened? I mean, they were ringing people up to find out the rules. It was totally embarrassing. That was.
Yeah, you know, like I said, we have referees here that they're not. I don't even know where they get them from. You know, like I'm just like shocked at some of the things that they do, or some of the things that they allow to happen, like during the game. It's insane. It's insane, dude.
So let's get back to something we was doing before I realized I wasn't recording. Let's get to these American football players that are playing in Europe. Now, say a few names that you know are doing well or going to do very well in the future.
Here is round two. McKinney from Juventus. Gio Reyna from he plays in Germany in the Bundesliga. Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but his father is Claudio Reyna. And he played for City.
Oh, I knew that name.
Claudio Reyna played for City, and he also played for. He played in Holland, I think. But he was the United States captain during like the 2006 World Cup,
the
2002 World Cup. So that's why they. I mean, this kid, he's good. I mean, and he just turned 18. That's his son.
Nice, too.
And he went, I think Germany came and got him from like New York City Academy. I think that's where he was playing for New York City. Because Claudio Reyna, he's like the general manager of New York City in MLS. But yeah, he's a really good player. And obviously we let's say McKinney and obviously Christian Pulisic. I mean, those three players are going to be they're the future of
Pulisic's biggest problem right now is what worries me with him. He's very injury prone right now. He needs
I wonder why.
I wonder if it's because he's so fast that his muscles just can't handle it. It does happen to a lot of youngsters. Their muscles just can't keep up with him because he does get a lot of muscle injuries for Chelsea. But when he's on form, when he's fitting on form, oh my God, he's great to watch.
Dembele has the same problem too from Barcelona. He's really fast, but he's injured like all the time, constantly.
Or you can be like Gareth Bale, who just can't be bothered to play anymore. Tottenham fans, I'm speaking to you. Do you remember beginning of the season, Tottenham fans? Listen, Bale's back. The hero's back. He's going to win us the league. He's been absolute shit.
Yeah, he has.
I don't think he cares. You blame Flat. You got to blame Mourinho, Flat, surely. You can't just blame Flat.
I think that was more down to the club. They knew they'd make money out shirt sales out of him. So, business-wise, it was clever. Footballing-wise, it was a disaster.
That's sad because I think he's a good player, but I don't think he cares anymore. I think he's at a point in his life that he could care less.
Well, he might end up in the US.
He's won everything.
He should come here, but it's going to be even worse for him here because he's going to be getting paid a lot of money, and people are going to the players that get paid a lot of money. We expect a lot from them. If not, they're gone.
Yeah.
I think he'll be shooting in America. I think it'd be his type of football. It's quite slow. It's not as quick as the Premier League.
He would.
So I do think it'd be all right.
I think Harry Kane will be perfect here. I'm a huge fan of Kane. I think he's like one of the best nines in the world, honestly.
He's a good striker. I'll give him his dues. And Tottenham would be mid-table without him personally, but he is that good. He'll keep them in the top four race for the rest of the season, as long as he doesn't get injured. And kind of weird one. I'd like him to get injured again now, come back 4 weeks before the season ends, bit of fitness so he can play in the Euros in the summer for England. Because he's always injured when the Euros or World Cups come around for England. It's just bad timing.
Maybe they shouldn't play him like before the World Cup.
Yeah, Tottenham should drop
him. Keep him safe.
So we have literally gone through everything that I can think of. This is not obviously one of our long round football UK podcasts. Danny, are you on Twitter?
Yeah, but I don't think you have him on my Twitter account.
Okay, people, but I do know he's on YouTube and he does do a lot of stuff on there sometimes, actually not all the time anymore. But what's your YouTube account?
Tech305.
There you go, that's Denny. And Andrew's at Andy GMUFC
20
on Twitter. And obviously this is Rant Football and it's at Rant Football 1 on Twitter. Denny, I'm hoping you're going to come full time with us when there's more of us on here and we can have proper rants about the beautiful game and all disagree with each other and agree that I'm correct.
Yeah.
I need one.
Right, guys. Well, I just want to say, I'm trying to do them monthly right now, mate. So they should come out monthly. So the next one should be in March.
Cool.
So there's a lot of stuff that can happen in the football in that period, and everyone can just sit down and have an argument with each other. Anyway, Andrew,
thank you. Be relegated.
Oh, Andrew, go and do one. Anyway, guys, thanks for being on, and everyone listening again. We'll see you in a month's time on Rant Football UK. See you guys.
All right, take care.
Later. See you later. Bye.
Well, the full-time whistle has blown. Thank you for listening to another episode of Rant Football UK. If you enjoyed it, please go over to Apple Podcasts, give us 5 stars and a nice little comment if you can. Also, check us out on Twitter at RantFootball1. If you'd like to come on with us and have a rant, email us at rantfootball1@gmail.com.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.